Welcome back to the show. Today I'm going to talk about local high school football scores from last night and Thursday, as well as today's action in the NCAA. Start off, Colorado lost to Washington State 31-7. Navy beat UCF, University of Central Florida. They lost to Central Florida 35-24. Ohio State beat Michigan State 26-6, which is, I heard a lot of people talking and they thought Michigan State would win that game. So I'm kind of surprised. I don't know a lot about the Big Ten. I don't really pay attention. I'm more of a Big 12 fan. So, and then Florida beat South Carolina 35-31. That was a close game. I didn't see that, but it was close. West Virginia demolished TCU 47-10. I know it was like 33-3 at the half. West Virginia was up. So anyway, TCU's having a rough year this year. I think they're dead last in the Big 12. I think they've won like one or two games all year. And then Penn State beat Wisconsin 22-10. Tennessee beat number 11 Kentucky 24-7. Tennessee's unranked. They beat them. I'm not surprised, but I think the SEC is kind of weak. They're overrated. A lot of these teams shouldn't even be ranked. And so when these other teams beat them, it's like you have a ranked team that'll get spanked by an unranked team that's lost almost every game. So I don't understand why they keep all getting ranked. Alabama, yes, I can understand. They are probably the best team in the nation. LSU, I thought they were overranked when they played Alabama. They have two losses. And so I don't even know if they're a top 10 team. The Michigan won today against Rutgers. That's a weak team. Michigan beat them 42-7, so, but they're ranked number four. Alabama beat Mississippi State 24-0. And then Washington State beat Colorado 31-7. And right now, the current games are there's a couple more. Baylor lost to Iowa State 28-14. I thought Baylor would win. Northwestern beat Iowa 14-10. Oklahoma is now up on Oklahoma State. Bedlam weekend in Oklahoma, 48-41. Minute 9 left in the fourth, and Okie State has the football on the Oklahoma 19, 4th and 7. Georgia and Auburn, they just kicked off, 10:50 left in the first, 0-0. Florida State and Notre Dame, that ought to be a good game. They play tonight at 6:30 on NBC. LSU and Arkansas play at 6:30 on the SEC network. And then Hook 'em Horns, baby. Texas Tech, 6:30 on Fox. Clemson and Boston College, 7 p.m. on ABC. And that's it. But hopefully Texas will win against Texas Tech. I think that it's going to be a tough game. Tech is a lot better than what they seem. I think they've lost some games they should have won, but I think that they can beat a lot of teams in the Big 12. So hopefully Texas will play all four quarters. Hopefully Texas's defense will show up. I don't know. They had a lot of injuries last week, so I don't know. I don't know if they'll how they'll play tonight, but they've got to win this game and hope for some losses, a lot of losses on some other teams to get into the Big 12 championship, and they still may not do it. So anyway, but it ought to be a good game, and that's on Fox tonight, 6:30. So. Looking about 10 minutes away from kickoff, and then we'll see what happens. And then local sports, local football, this is down here, the Coastal Bend, Corpus Christi, Texas area. Pulling those up now. I'll tell you what, I don't think any of these teams are going to make go real far in the playoffs this year. They're just too weak. Even the ones that are winning the districts I don't see it. I don't see anyone from down here going past the final 16. They may get out of region four, or they may get to the region four championship at the most, but I'd be shocked if that happened. So anyway, that would be getting into the final four or the final eight, but I'd be surprised, and I don't see them getting in to the final four at all. There's just no way. But let's get started on the scores from Thursday night. Flyer Bluff beat King 56-39. Friday night football. Friday night FIBA. Rockport Fulton beat Robstown 46-10. Ben Bolt Polito Blanco beat Coffer 8-6. Orange Grove blew out Sinton 56-37. Cal Allen won the game, kicked a field goal with 8 seconds left on the clock to win 23-20 over Port Lavaca Calhoun. That was a good game. San Diego beat Mathis 24-0. Odom Owls beat London Pirates 28-27. Wow, 1 point game. That was a close game. Somerset beat Tolosa Midway 34-6. Gregory Portland beat Alice 48-22. Corpus Christi Carroll beat Corpus Christi, or lost to Corpus Christi Veterans Memorial 44-14. Skidmore Tynan beat Natalia 48-38. A lot of offense in that game. 86 points. Pretty impressive. Lifer beat Bishop 35-3. Corpus Christi Moody beat Corpus Christi Miller 28-27. And that's a surprise because Miller had a good, they've had a good team this season. I think they've only lost one game up until this point. Maybe two, but I think one was a non-district. That's surprising that they got beat by Moody. And then Hebronville spanked Taft 49-16. Corpus Christi Ray beat Victoria West 63-49. Wow, 112 points. Ramses Pass beat Santa Gertrudis 40-8. Kingsville beat Hidalgo 48-0. George West won 69-0 over Foul Furious. That was a rout. Refurio beat Three Rivers 55-0. The Premont Cowboys lost to the Lavia Cardinals 35-6. Freer Buckaroos beat Santa Maria Cougars 15-14. That was another good game. Nice and close. Bruni beat Agua Dulce 32-10. West Oso beat Ingleside 28-12. And to wrap it up, Woodsboro Eagles victorious over the Benavides Eagles 50-6. That was another blowout game there. Those some of the smaller schools. I think they're 2A, 3A maybe. So anyway, but yeah, I'm going to start doing the sports talk on Saturdays, maybe in the evening time, and do a recap of the college games and any games from down here on Friday night. I'll recap those on Saturday. And those who are listening and interested, you can hear the scores. So come back to my show just to listen to the local scores or the college scores. So anyway, hopefully this region down here in South Texas will do all right. But I don't see, like I said, I think everyone's kind of weak this year. I don't see anyone making it deep into the high school football playoffs, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong before one other time, but don't tell anybody. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm going to start trying to do this every Saturday. It's pretty cool. I like doing it. If you'd like me to talk about a certain sport, a certain team, just send me what you want me to talk about, what team. I can look into it. I may even, contact you for information on them so I don't have to do the research. No, I'm just kidding. I will do the research. But I'm starting to post these on my website, coastalbendchat.weebly.com, which I'll get a my own domain here soon. I just want to se I want to settle on a show name before I invest in actually getting a domain, because I don't want to change it a bunch of times. So anyway, but what I've been doing is posting them on my blog so people can listen and comment in the blog post. So if you want to do that, check out my website. You can listen to the podcast there, or you can follow me. I'm tweeting it on Twitter, which is Coastal Bend Chat, and then also I'm doing it on Facebook, the Coastal Bend Chat. I've got a page on Facebook. Not many followers yet, but I do have a page. So anyway, you can check out any of those and post whatever comments you want or feedback or what you'd like me to talk about next, and I'll look into it. And as long as I can come across as knowing a little bit about it, I'll do it. So I don't want to talk about something that I know absolutely nothing about, because then I won't do it any justice. But anyway, until next time, we will talk to you later. Have a good weekend.